Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Essentially.
Wow.
Now that is something that Kevin O'Connor had said previously.
EBT. Everybody but Tatum.
Everybody but Tatum. That was Kevin O'Connor's report. Shams just confirmed it on some level. He said, well, yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
Everybody but. Now, that doesn't mean they're itching to trade Jaylen Brown.
And no, but it feels
I wouldn't
like
frame it that way.
You're going to get calls about everybody. And can't you see a scenario where you're like, all right, there's a little bit of blood in the water. You have no Tatum for a whole year. Everybody in the league knows about the second apron. They're going to call, I would think, about Jaylen Brown at first. Derek White at second, and then depending on how that conversation goes, maybe Brad's like, all right, well, we're not doing that right now, but like we do a, you know, Porzingis holiday, what, you know, try to get a deal done. But my guess is Brad's going to be talking to almost every team in the league.
So he said essentially, and it's hour 2, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll talk to Brad full at 1. We'll go on the clock. Does Steph Diggs need the Patriots, or do the Patriots need Steph Diggs? That's at high noon. And we'll get to Belichick later this hour. Leah Anthony's appearance this morning on the Greg Hill Show, which you're not going to want to miss.
No.
But Shams said, essentially, everyone not named Tatum, they'll listen on. But he did say their focus is on Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, and Sam Hauser, which I think should surprise no one.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are open for business, likely to move one or any of all three of those guys. In a related story, the Celtics just put out a tweet. Glue Holiday, a picture of Drew Holiday. Glue Holiday.
Glue Holiday?
Yeah, he's glue guy.
Yeah, I like that.
I think.
That's
pretty
good.
Unless I'm missing something else. Oh, you like that nickname?
Yeah, I kind of like it a lot.
Glue Holiday.
Plus, glue is G-L-U-E. Drew somehow is J-R-U-E. So we're pretty close.
They're right around.
He is a glue guy.
He is.
But they just tweeted that out like,
yeah.
Glue Holiday? Like,
yes.
Somebody just thought of it? They're like, guys,
well,
yeah, this should call him Glue Holiday.
This is what I always wonder.
Or is it right before he gets traded?
Right. These social media accounts, I mean, they're always putting stuff like that out.
Yeah.
But is there any correlation? Let's see.
Interesting.
Or is that like a defense of Drew / Glue Holiday?
Drew / Glue.
One day after his name is in, I wouldn't say trade rumors, but Shams is bringing up his name in a potential move.
Yeah, I guess.
But I'm with you, Keith. I think the Celtics have to listen on any offers for Jaylen Brown and Derek White because of the Jason Tatum injury. If Tatum's not hurt, I wouldn't really even be listening on Jaylen Brown unless you're going to blow me away, Giannis or something like that. But I think the Tatum injury opens it up to listen to everything. The fact they're focused on Holiday, Porzingis, and Hauser, those are the most likely names to move. But I think if you get blown away, and we played this for you last week. We were talking about this last week. Mannix was on NBC Sports Boston has their off-season C.
Smart.
Apostrophe.
No, I get it.
Zun.
Right.
Oh, I would have done the ZN. I
season.
I voiced this. I would have done C's ZN is what I would have done.
Yeah, that would have been a little snappier.
Yeah, well, the kids would like it.
Yeah.
They'd appreciate
they'd
it.
They'd eat it up like a pot roast.
But Mannix said, you know, the Spurs are the team to watch in the Jaylen Brown sweepstakes. And, oh, by the way, the number 2 pick might be the Capital, along with some other players that could move. Devin Vassell, Keldon Johnson, names like that. So I wouldn't do that trade, but I don't know. What do the Celtics think of Ace Bailey? What do they think of Dylan Harper? And if they really like those guys as prospects and think they would fit well with Tatum and they can reset their books, then they got to listen. I wouldn't do that trade.
No, no.
But maybe Brad loves those guys.
See, I think there's enough way to reset your books and keep Jaylen Brown, because as soon as you trade Jaylen Brown, you are then going to be, I would assume, either chasing another top 20 talent to join up with Tatum 2 years from now, or you really are sold on Harper or Bailey or whoever the second best player in the draft is. But even if that guy's great, we just went through this with Tatum and Brown. It took those guys, as great as they are, a few years to really become the players that they are. So I think by trading Brown and, you know, not getting back Cooper Flagg or not getting back somebody that is more in line, like Devin Booker, not that you would do that, but you know what I'm saying? Like somebody that's already established. Without doing that, you're kind of telling Tatum, like, I don't know, like we're gonna save money and you're gonna be the guy, but you're gonna be just tearing apart the team. Because if you trade Brown, maybe you don't necessarily have to trade, I guess, Porzingis or Holiday, but Porzingis is a free agent after next year. Horford's not going to re-sign if you don't have Brown and Tatum for a whole season. Jrue Holiday is a year closer to free agency. So Tatum's going to be left with nothing when he returns if you trade Brown in that kind of scenario.
Yeah, unless there's a younger player he could grow with, like you said, in the Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, Cooper Flagg realm. You wouldn't try, I know this, but just to go through it, you wouldn't trade Jaylen for Kevin Durant.
No.
Me neither.
No.
Not now. I've done it 15 other times in his career.
I was going to say, this question's been brought up and on for 5-6 years.
But I am now officially out on that. You just brought up the name Booker. Would you trade Jaylen for Booker?
Yeah, maybe. I do like Booker a lot.
I think I would do that.
I would do that.
If that's
But that's not a money-saving thing,
Well, I was just going to ask, what's Booker's deal?
I think it's probably similar,
isn't
it? He's
got to make less than Jaylen.
Well, yeah, because Jaylen signed like the biggest deal ever
at
the time.
But it's not cheap, whatever his deal is, I agree.
I think it's a ton. I'll look it up. But that's not a salary dump.
I do think Booker would fit nicely with Tatum.
And so Booker's awesome.
If you're talking about building around Jason Tatum and the fit with Tatum.
Booker makes 53 next year, and then 57, then 61.
Okay. No. So you're definitely not.
So I kind of feel like Booker's a little bit of a loser.
He is. He might be a lot of bit of a loser.
Celtics fans should know this. I mean, that 70-point joke of a game he had his rookie year.
When they got blown
year,
up by like 30 points.
Yeah, and they kept calling timeouts.
Yeah.
So
I like, took a picture like he was Wilt Chamberlain. You're like, hey, bud, you guys got smoked.
You scored 20 points in the last minute because your coach kept calling timeouts and the Celtics didn't care.
No, Durant, Booker, and Beal playing together on a team and not making the playoffs when 10 teams make the playoffs, they're all losers.
Booker,
but they're good. Like, they're individually good.
Booker is a little bit of a loser.
Not Beal anymore, but.
But I take him. He's a loser who hasn't won. Would you trade Jaylen for the loser who has won, Giannis?
Yeah, I've gone back and forth on this, but he is such a better player. I don't like him, and so that's why I'm like, it's a not as easy a yes as it should be. But Giannis was third in the MVP this year, unanimous first team All NBA. He still has a few more prime years left. He's that much better than Jaylen, and you could still get a couple of years when Tatum returns where you make a run at it. So, yeah, begrudgingly, because I don't like him, I would do that, yes.
Yeah, so, but this is my point. Yep. When I say the Celtics have to listen, I'm not telling you Milwaukee will offer that deal, but I think if San Antonio offers you the number two pick, you got to think about it. I wouldn't do it, but that's worth evaluating and really thinking about what it would look like and how the team would fit and who do you like beyond Cooper Flagg. I think Flagg would be a no-brainer.
Yeah, Flagg's an obvious one. Giannis, I just wonder, like,
Giannis, I would pause, but I would do it.
So would I, but what's the end game there? Because if you're trading Jaylen, isn't the biggest reason money saving?
Yeah.
And Giannis makes the same amount, pretty much.
Well, yeah, I think the biggest reason, I'm sorry, the biggest reason for Bill Chisholm is money saving. Not for me, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
for they wouldn't be accomplishing that.
I mean,
with that
I guess,
trade. Correct.
Depending on what their cap situation, maybe it's Brown and a couple other kind of thing.
This is what I think you do, or you make another
move. But like
move
a one for one, like you're left in the same thing, right? So a one for one would really be a basketball trade and it wouldn't be a money trade. Whereas I feel like any Porzingis, Holiday, and like Hauser, Tossin, those are all money trades. Like if everybody made the same amount, they would probably keep all these guys.
So I think they're listening on all of them. The irony is the guy no one wants to trade. I saw Scal going off on this the other day. He's like, there's no chance they trade Derek White. I mean,
a chance of everything. But
I wouldn't be itching to trade Derek White either. If you want the most bang for your buck, I think there's two guys you could move to get a big return. it's Peyton Pritchard and Derek White. And that's because they are on decent deals. Jalen's on, let's face it, a horrible deal for a guy who's about to hit 30. Only so many teams are going to pay that. Like, Jalen Brown is not valuable because of his contract. He's a really good player, but he's not valuable because of his contract. And I think Drew Holiday is not valuable because of his contract. Porzingis, I actually think, has some value because of his contract. He's an expiring deal.
Yeah.
We'll see who's right and wrong about that. But if you really want bang for your buck, Derek White and Pritchard, I wouldn't move Pritchard personally. That's like a heist of a deal. Derek White would be the guy you listen on.
All right, I'm not doing it. And I know Shams just said it's everybody but Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I like this. Yeah, but.
So Tatum's coming off an Achilles injury. He's going to miss all of next year. You have to pay him $54 million next year to rehab and get better.
Tatum for Giannis?
I'm just saying. Like,
is that what you were going to ask?
Well, Tatum for any of these guys. I mean, Tatum for a package of players. Now, he's better, but.
I wouldn't do Tatum for Booker. But Tatum for Giannis, because he's hurt, does make some sense.
Because you do have to, you're like fingers crossed that he recovers full go. Right. And he's worth the super max. And he's still a top five player. Even top 10 player, he'd be worth it. And you try to make a run at it. Which is what I'm banking on. I assume he's going to miss a year. And then he's going to be back. He's going to be pretty close to it. But if they're trying all these different things, like, if you're willing to, and if they're willing to trade Jalen Brown, who was the Finals MVP, and you have him locked up long term,
and won two games without Tatum.
So like, we'll listen on Brown, but we're insulted by Tatum. It's like, well, one guy's out for the season.
No. The merit, because in a vacuum, who do I want more, Tatum or Giannis? I want Tatum.
Same.
So that's who I would take in a vacuum. Now Tatum's hurt.
Yeah.
Could I trade Tatum for Giannis, and maybe Giannis and Jalen next year could win something?
No.
Okay. But that's
for like the next 4 years.
It's interesting to talk about. It's interesting.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To talk about.
It's a talk show. I'm not doing it. I'm just saying, like, instead of wait, like, no, you could trade Jalen Brown. It's like, why are we even entertaining trading Jalen Brown? But it's like, it's like, no, my God, don't even ask about Tatum.
Well, instead,
like,
of,
well, Brown's going to play next year,
right? Instead of wasting everybody's time for a year, and who knows what Tatum's going to look like post injury? Which this injury has a horrible, horrible track record, a horrible one.
I think if let's say they made it a round further, and let's say Porzingis was healthy, and these are all hypotheticals, clearly, and Drew Holiday like looked a little bit better. Wouldn't there be no? You know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. Yeah.
So they won the title 2 years ago, right? Uh-huh. With this, they bring the squad back.
Yep.
And let's just say Tatum got hurt and Tatum's out, but everybody else looks pretty good. Wouldn't there be a little bit of like an itch if you're the new owner to say, "Well, that's $54 million sitting there. It's not even playing. Do we run it back with everybody else and whatever we get for him and try to take a run at it this year? Actually, be really competitive."
You're surmising the owner cares about winning.
Well,
and not making his money back.
Dude, he watches all the games.
He's the biggest Celtics fan.
He wore a jersey to the game, and he knows Chris Forsberg.
It was a Tatum jersey, though.
He's from the North Shore.
Yeah. I'm just...
Or is he?
Yeah.
Bit of a Lance Dobbins situation going on with Bill Chisholm. Yeah.
No, I'm not... At the end of the day, I'm not trading Tatum either. I just say, like, if it's literally everybody's available, it's like, well, then wouldn't he also be available?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. They should listen. There's a couple of different ways to read what Shams said when he said essentially.
Yeah.
Nick, can you just clip the very end of that?
Real quick, too, yes. I would just point out before people say, like, well, who would want a guy out for the whole year? I mean, that's how Kevin Durant went to the Bucks. They signed him as a free agent knowing he would miss an entire season.
Yeah.
So they paid him the supermax to sit, or not the supermax, but they paid him the most they could for him to sit for a whole year. And then he was good, but again, he's kind of a loser, and the Nets didn't do anything, and that ended up being a mess with their different versions of the super team. But I think teams would be interested, and they would say, all right, we'll sacrifice a year to have 4 years on after.
As we talk this out, essentially could mean two different things. Let's hear the very end of Shams on McAfee yesterday.
Everybody but Tatum?
Essentially.
I mean...
Oh, essentially.
Does that mean... So I
read, oh, you can go one or two ways.
I read essentially as, well, yeah, essentially everybody's available, but they're probably not going to move Jaylen or Derek White. Their priority, or however he worded it, is to move Hauser and Holiday and Porzingis, but essentially could also mean, well, yeah, but yeah, they'd listen on Tatum too.
I feel like Brad Stevens is pretty similar to Danny Ainge in the he'll trade anybody. Don't you think?
I think a good GM should look at it.
They
that
should.
Way.
No, they should. But I think some like
if you have Jokic, I'm not looking to trade Jokic. Tatum ain't Jokic. Yeah, so I'd listen. If I were OKC in the right deal, I'd listen on SGA.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. But Mark Cuban, for example, would not have traded Luka Doncic. He wouldn't have. Mark Cuban wouldn't have.
Probably not.
He even said so. He's like, I'd rather get divorced than trade Luka.
But people can say whatever they want, but he also kept Dirk forever. So fair. Yeah, probably
so
not.
I think there are maybe a couple of guys that would, but I just feel like, you know, Marcus Smart had been on the Celtics for a long time. He's not the player these other guys are, but like he was blown away by it. Like he had no idea he was getting traded, and he did. And so, you know, Brad... You know, he's trading Kemba Walker. He's trading Malcolm Brogdon after a year where he's the sixth man of the year. Like, he's trading anybody. Now, he has held on to Jaylen Brown despite 1,000 trade rumors, even in the only couple years that he's been running the team. So maybe he is more partial to Jaylen and Tatum. He's going to keep those guys together. But I think Brad would be capable of anything.
Speaking of Jaylen, and, you know, again, Shams isn't saying they're trading him, but he's not ruling out that they're going to listen on those guys. Does the announcement of Jaylen's surgery complicate that in any way? It sounds very minor. He's going to be back for training
camp. Yeah, it sounds like he's going to be good to go, so I don't think so.
Does that complicate anything?
No, I don't think so. I think teams also don't expect players to play 82 games anymore, right? So even if Jaylen Brown has to kind of ease into the season, I think teams would be just as interested as before.
So I think this can be a good team. I mean, tell me who's around Jaylen Brown, but I think this can be a good team next year in the East without Tatum.
But do you think there's any chance Porzingis and or Holiday are back?
I think there's a chance one of the two of them are back. Okay. They won't both be back.
No, they're both gone.
And I think Hauser's almost a lock to be gone.
So Hauser's also gone, and whatever. Maybe Baylor Shireman can be Hauser. Maybe it's not much of a drop-off. I guess the question I have is, I'm with you. I think Porzingis and or Holiday are as good as gone. The question is, does Brad find a way to replace those guys with like a rotational player? Or is it just like... picks, buyouts, scrubs.
Let me give you one. So Porzingis. This was brought up to me by Max Letterman. You know Max at NBC Sports Boston.
Yep.
What if there's some kind of switch of Porzingis for Vucevic? Maybe the Celtics have to throw more in, but Vucevic is in the last year of his deal. Mm-hmm. He's older. Mm-hmm. Like, what if there's a swap like that? And just a swap like that. I'm not saying that specific one.
Yeah.
Where you trade Porzingis, but you get back a guy who is a good player and a representative player. Uh-huh. And you've kind of remade the way you play to a degree.
Yeah, and I think that's what Brad's going to try to do.
Jaylen with Vucevic instead of Porzingis, and now, you know, maybe you throw in Hauser.
More games. Yeah, Vucevic is healthier than Porzingis.
One, you throw Hauser in that deal, so you are ultimately saving money, and you're not locked into Vucevic. But like a trade like that, yeah, I think they can be still middle of the pack in the middle of the playoffs next year.
Yeah.
And not Craig Breslow middle.
No.
But, you know, actual middle of the pack, like four seed next year in the East, 50-ish wins. I think they can do that.
Because if you take away, let's call it Porzingis, Horford, Tatum, Hauser, that's four of your eight or nine guys. You know what I mean? So, like, that's quite a difference. But if you have Brown and White with a couple of bigs that aren't trash bigs, right? Like, you want to be better than Luke Kornet if you can get it, better than my guy Kata, if you can get it, and then you keep Peyton Pritchard. I personally would keep him off the bench. Let him do what he did last year. Let him be the same type of player last year. Don't try to get way too much out of him, and see what that team can do.
Yeah,
it's still better than what we were going through. You know, the Ringer does their updated top 100 players in the NBA. They update it every month or whatever it is. And the Celtics still, even without Tatum, had, what, five guys in the top 90?
Yep.
Like, that's more than most teams.
Right. And even if you traded off Porzingis or Holiday, you still got four guys in the top 100.
Right. So, that's true. I mean, you're, I counted those guys,
you're,
but still.
You're talking about a good team, I think, regardless. 617-779-7937. A couple of texts here. I like this. Guys, it doesn't matter who needs whom more. It's all about what number Steph Diggs wears. Similar idea. Guys, it doesn't matter who gets traded from the Celtics. It's just about what jersey numbers the new guys wear. Well, yeah, how do you feel about Diggs in the eight? I don't like Diggs in eight.
I don't mind eight.
You like a single digit.
Yeah.
But eight, you didn't like the eight for Roman Anthony. You didn't like 48.
It was 48. That's a completely different number than eight.
But the eight's so, I don't like the eight.
Oh, the snowman?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, but single digits, you always look faster.
Not always.
Always.
No.
What do you mean?
I'm telling you. Eight,
how fast was Cal Ripken?
Yeah, eight's a slower number.
Baseball, a little bit different animal. I'm saying.
Yaz was ripping around the bases.
I'm saying football, you look faster in single digits.
Mark Brunell.
Good one.
That's true.
Steve Young fast.
Quarterbacks can kind of maybe not help that. Well, it's as fast as you can be.
Yeah.
Right?
I get your point on a single digit, but eight is not a fast single digit.
But if Steph Diggs was 88, that's like an old school wide receiver number like Michael Irvin.
Right.
That in modern day doesn't look as good as just straight up.
It doesn't
eight.
Look fast, but I do like that number for a receiver.
88?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Do you think it'll eventually go back the other way where receivers are like, I'm bringing back the 80s, or they're all like, no, I'm wearing 11?
Everything is cyclical, Keith. So I imagine the 80s will come back for receivers at some point.
It's actually a fun debate because I think CeeDee Lamb wears 88, right? Just because it's like a big deal in Dallas. But besides CeeDee Lamb, I don't think you can name a good receiver anymore that wears a number in the 80s.
Mm.
They just don't do it. Whereas that used to be the only numbers they were allowed to wear. Keyshawn Johnson, I feel like, changed the game when he came in wearing 19.
Did no good receivers wear numbers in the 80s? I haven't really spent much time thinking about this.
Now?
Yeah.
No, none.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Present day, none. CeeDee Lamb.
None of them. And it's only because it's like a big deal in Dallas. It's true.
Yeah, Jefferson's
I've obviously spent a lot of time.
Mike Evans is fast in eight.
Mike Evans is 13.
Mike Evans was he eight? 13? I thought he was eight.
Also, Mike Evans is not fast.
No, he's not
fast, dude. He's always down the field.
No, he's big.
He's mosses guys.
He gallops.
Is Drake London in the 80s?
No, Drake London's nine.
Drake London's five.
No, eight.
Five.
So not the 80s.
Nick's all over the map here.
I was thinking Penix for some reason.
He's just naming numbers.
Names and numbers.
Yeah.
He's all over the place.
I'm telling you, it's just CeeDee Lamb.
Okay.
These guys don't do it anymore.
You know what? I'll take, I will be Hunter Dobbins, you're Lance Dobbins. I'm taking your word for it. I'm going with it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, on Twitter.
You can actually look it up, though, if you want. Unlike
no, if that was the case, you'd be taking my word for it because all of the numbers were wrong.
That's true. On Twitter. At Jones and Keith, I choose to believe that Dobbins' dad was in witness protection and will never know who that player was, really, for the Yankees.
Good point. Yeah, maybe. He assumed
he's
a real alien. Well, not just an alias, but he just took over somebody else's.
I mean, yeah, he's really jeopardizing things for his father.
So you got those damn Yankees.
You're like, what?
They're like,
yeah, I spent some time in New York.
They're like, Lance, did you tell your kid yet? He's like, yeah, I told him. Were you convincing? Yeah, I was pretty convincing.
All right, good, good, good.
Too convincing.
That'll buy us some time.
617-779-7937. We'll get to more of your feedback. Billy Lanny with all the latest here in trending. And when we come back, let's get to Bill Belichick facing the music at UNC. He had a press conference yesterday.
All right.
At the University of North Carolina. Some interesting answers there. We'll get to it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.